This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and it's so good to be here with you today. I have a very special guest, Kristen Harper, talking about helping people get healthy by taking a natural approach. Kristen struggled with her health from childhood until her early 20s. She had unrelenting fatigue even after a good night's sleep. She spent years having tests done, seeing doctors, and getting no answers. After discovering hair mineral analysis, she found out that she had adrenal exhaustion, which was the reason for the fatigue and the other symptoms. She followed the protocol and was able to heal that in her life. And now she's very, very passionate about holistic health and helping women overcome eating disorders, helping people with PTSD and individuals who have been through narcissistic abuse. Welcome to the show, Kristen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Arizona, and thank you for letting me come on your radio show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and it's a beautiful day here in Southern California. We had a ton of rain last night, which is unusual for us and very welcome. So, as I said before, you suffer from health issues and fatigue, and it was since you were a child. So tell us a little bit about that and how you found that help after so many years of searching.
Good question. So I had this unrelenting fatigue that you had mentioned ever since childhood. Even after a good night's sleep, I was still exhausted the next day. I had weakness. I felt shaky before meals. Mm. So I saw doctors, had tests done, even went into the hospital for tests. I tried other ways to get healthy, you know, alternative methods as well, Western medicine. And doctors could not give me answers. And nothing was improving my health, and I was just getting frustrated because this was years until in my early 20s, I discovered hair mineral analysis, which tests for minerals and toxic metals. Mm-hmm. I was doing research, and it just made sense to me. I'm like, this really makes sense. And so my spirit told me I needed to get this test done. So I tested my hair, and it revealed that I had weak adrenal activity at a cellular level, and our adrenal glands are very important. They secrete hormones. They're involved with energy production, thyroid. And so my adrenal glands were unbalanced. They were weak. I had weak activity. And so what I did was there's recommendations that you have to follow to balance the mineral ratios on your hair analysis. So I ate very healthy, took nutritional supplements to balance the mineral ratios on my hair test, lived a healthy lifestyle, reduced my stress, went to bed before 9 o'clock at night, slept, you know, at least 7 to 8 hours every night. Detoxification is part of it too. Near infrared sauna therapy to remove toxins from the body, coffee enemas, and meditation. And I improved my health. And so that's the reason I'm very passionate about holistic health, because it changed my life.
Wow.
In a positive way.
That's an awesome story, Kristen. So is that something that you are born with, weaker adrenal glands, or is that something that develops? Do you have any idea?
Basically, in my case, I really feel, you know, sometimes you don't find out things until later in life. Mm-hmm. I really believe I had a stressful childhood. Mm-hmm. I went through some challenges in my childhood, find out later in life, because there are times that you get answers from the universe, and from God. And so I believe that I went through these challenging times, which caused stress,
right?
Which interfered with my adrenal glands. But there's other people, it could be other reasons, you know, being depleted in nutrients, having toxic metals that can interfere in other reasons.
Okay, really good. So what did it feel like after you finally felt better after all that time?
It's wonderful. I think energy is everything. I mean, having this increase of energy is everything, because I feel like if you have balanced health and you have increased energy, everything else in your life falls into place. If you have good health, high energy that can lead to confidence, that can lead to positive emotions. It can lead to the law of attraction. I really believe that. Like, so if you have good health and you have this quiet mind, you're going within, that can lead to the law of attraction where abundance comes into your life, and you can even attract your twin flame. I just feel it's everything. Health is everything. If you don't have health, I feel like mm-hmm. you don't have anything.
Yeah. And to be feeling tired like that. I went through a period in my life where I suffered from fatigue, and I couldn't go past noon without feeling like a truck hit me and I couldn't move anymore. And that did not feel, I mean, that was crazy. And but it was just a short time in my life, and I was able to sort it out. So, it's a terrible way to live. And like you say, you can't even feel good or plan anything or have any goal setting because you're just not up to it. You're just, like, wiped out. So I'm so happy that you were able to find that for yourself, Kristen. So what do you believe is the first step for a person who's suffering fatigue like you? Or we can go into talking about the eating disorders or the PTSD that you help people with.
Right. And I'd actually like to talk briefly about each of those. So what I would recommend is if someone's experiencing fatigue, I would recommend getting a hair mineral analysis. You can go to my website at perfecthealthconsultingservices.com, or you can give me a call at 928-606-3984. And basically, I've been working with clients worldwide for many years, all the way back to 2009. So clients just mail in their hair samples to me, and then I send them off to a laboratory here in Phoenix, Arizona, or in Texas. And then once your hair analysis comes to me from the laboratory, I send the hair test off to the client in addition to my recommendations of how to balance the hair mineral analysis out. And so the first step would be to get a hair mineral analysis if any of you have fatigue. And then for eating disorders, I'm very passionate about helping females with eating disorders. Since I had an eating disorder for 9 years in my past, I was able to overcome it. First step would be to purchase the book, Power of Now, by Eckhart Tolle. He's a spiritual teacher. This book changed my life in the most beautiful way. And he teaches in there that the mind causes suffering, so we need to quiet our mind. And then do meditation on a daily basis. That would be the first step for meditation. And then for PTSD, I would say it's the most difficult health condition to overcome, and I actually went through this. It's so complex. And so down the road, my goal is to write a book and also to come out with this program where I work with clients long-term, like maybe 6 months or even up to a year, because not one modality will work. There, you have to combine numerous modalities together because it's such a complex health condition that more is needed. But I'd say I'm not going to talk about all the modalities for PTSD, but I'd say one that's very beneficial is sound healing. It's called brainwave entrainment, and it brings the trauma from the unconscious mind up to conscious awareness, and then eventually it's eliminated completely. In addition, you have to add on these other modalities as well.
I see. Okay, good. Thank you for sharing all of that with you. So tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, about your PTSD and how you discovered it and how you were able to heal it or get to a place where it wasn't, as destructive to your life.
Right. So as far as the eating disorder, I had that for 9 years. And addictions, if anyone's been through addiction, it's so difficult. But I would say PTSD is even more difficult than having an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. And then if you have PTSD along with going through narcissistic abuse, it's even more difficult. So basically with me, I had issues with a concussion. That's part of PTSD. There's a physician that even talks about this, that people that have PTSD have concussions. It's part of it. So concussion, having difficulties with concentrating, memory issues, having a closed heart chakra, not being able to be in the present moment. Like you have all this energy in your mind, and we need a quiet mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, there's a brain mapping that is very informative. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I have.
Brain, there's, okay, it's just really informative information. It just reveals a lot of information. And I've been told by a naturopathic physician it's not diagnostic, but it provides so much valuable information. I really like it. So I received a lot of information about that. So it's just a very complex health condition. And if you've been through narcissistic abuse, it's even worse. If you have the PTSD along with being through the narcissistic abuse, when you go through narcissistic abuse, it's these negative emotions control your life. I'm talking you're feeling emotional pain on a regular basis. You have mm-hmm. anger because someone abused you, so you have anger towards the abuser. And these emotions right. do not go away for the most part. They stay with you. It's awful.
Mm-hmm. So doesn't narcissistic abuse cause PTSD? Or can it cause PTSD?
And that's a good question. I really can't answer that, but because I had PTSD before I went through narcissistic abuse.
Right.
So I wouldn't be able to answer that. But all I can say is I had PTSD first, and then later on in my life, like years later, I went through narcissistic abuse. And so I would say when I went through narcissistic abuse, it was way worse mm-hmm. than just having PTSD alone. Way
yeah.
worse.
I can't imagine. Wow, that's crazy. Very good. Yeah, that's really crazy. So for PTSD, is a good start maybe some quieting of the mind, meditation as well?
Oh, see, you ask the most, like, you're amazing, seriously. You are so amazing because you ask like the best questions.
Thank
people,
you.
I've just heard people over the years say, oh, do meditation for trauma, do meditation for PTSD. That's like the worst advice. Meditation
okay.
will not help people with PTSD, period.
Mm-hmm.
It will work for eating disorders and addictions, no problem. But when it comes to PTSD, it's such a complex health condition, way more is needed. So what I discovered going through the PTSD is that sound is the answer. And I
okay.
discovered that the sound healing, the brainwave entrainment, which will balance the brainwaves, will actually bring the trauma from the unconscious mind to conscious awareness, because we have two minds. We have the unconscious mind and the conscious mind. So the
right.
trauma will be brought up to conscious awareness, and eventually it's eliminated. Other modalities that I feel are beneficial is I think hair mineral analysis is important, because we need to address mineral imbalances. We need to address detox, eliminating toxins from the body. We need a healthy diet. We need to be
mm-hmm.
taking nutritional supplements. People that have PTSD, they have a problem with their adrenal glands. Their body is exhausted because of all
mm-hmm.
the stress they've been through.
Right.
So we have to address. Also, I have found people that have PTSD, they have this closed heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And so they usually have pain in their upper back. So we need to be working on the upper back as well. Also, Nest Health is another service that I offer, which is bioenergetics. So there's just a lot of modalities that need to be included to get someone healthy and to let go of the trauma and get balance
mm-hmm.
and balance the chakras, especially the heart chakra.
Wow. Thank you for all that information. That's a lot of really good information. And I'm glad that you made it clear that, no, meditation doesn't work, at least not at first. You have to go through this other. I love the idea of the sound healing. So the sound healing, is this music per se, or is it tones? Because I've heard that sometimes it's these certain tones that help.
Yes. There's different tones. I know that there's binaural beats.
Uh-huh.
And there's some other beats. And actually, I know that there's some practitioners out there that will recommend different sounds. Like they'll recommend theta, and there's delta, and there's all these different brain states, basically. But what I discovered years ago, I received a sign from the universe that there's actually one specific sign that should only one sound that should be listened to for those
mm-hmm.
with PTSD. And I won't reveal it on the show, but down the road,
okay.
I'm maybe hoping to let the world know later on
okay.
that there's one. I feel like there's just one sound that a person needs to listen to that has PTSD.
Okay, good. Very good. Well, we're going to take a quick break now to hear from our sponsors. But if you want to call in and ask Kristen a question or talk to her, the lines are open and you can dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now and we'll be right back.
90% of money-making strategies won't work for you because they weren't designed for you. The truth is that you already are a manifesting master. You just need the tools to channel that power. Buy Daniel Mangena's The Money Game for just $1 today, and you'll also receive three free bonuses worth $397. See, you've already manifested $396 without even trying. Start your manifesting journey the right way by going to dreamwithdan.com/moneygame.
Clever Members was an inspiration motivated by deep feelings for my Grandma Ida and Uncle Bob. Unresolved grief can cause depression. The decline of brain capacities can be avoided by the special bond and special communication from the grandchild and the grandparent sharing memories. This provides education for the grandchild and healing for the elderly. Keep them sharp by practicing the exercises in the book to prevent dementia. LoveRemembers.net and BrainSproutsMemory.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Kristen Harper, talking about helping people get healthy by taking a natural approach. Kristen, what is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
The main message, after going through decades of suffering, is that we need to have a quiet mind. We need to go within and we need to align with our souls, because the mind causes suffering. Mm-hmm. People that have addictions, women that have eating disorders, they have excessive thinking. They have too much energy in their mind. Same thing if people have been through trauma, PTSD, they have too much energy in their minds, which is causing suffering. So we need a quiet mind. And also, it's all about self-love. We need to love ourselves. I feel like so many people are not loving themselves. They feel inadequate. They're not good enough. And I think a lot of this stems from childhood, and it's carried with them for years. So it's all about self-love.
I agree with you. I love that you said that. Let's talk about self-love for a little bit more. So I know that, I was raised by loving parents, very loving, very caring parents, but I did not get the message of self-love. You know, I got more a message of you have to do everything for everyone else, and you have to sacrifice for everyone else, and you have to put your desires and your needs at the very bottom of everyone else, right? So that makes for a very crazy, stressful, and unhappy life. So would you like to talk to that a little bit?
Yes, that's very good information. So I would say that we need to love ourselves first, and we need to do self-care. We need to be taking care of ourselves. I think people are just so busy with their lives and have busy schedules, and they're not taking care of themselves. So it's about loving ourselves. It's about taking care of our health, resting, doing our meditation, eating healthy. It's about self-care. And then once you're taking care of yourself, then you can help others. But I feel like even someone that wants, I think you had an episode recently from someone, I think it was, I don't know if it was this week or last week, where this person does a lot to help others. And I believe that it's important to help others. And down the road, I actually would love to spend a lot of time helping the Palestinians. I'm very passionate about it, but we have to take care of ourselves first. Because let's say someone that's unhealthy, maybe they have unbalanced chakras, they have these money blocks, they have fatigue. You really cannot, let's just say, for example, if you want to like donate to a good cause, if you have money blocks and you have unbalanced chakras, you really can't give money and help other people and donate, because you're not taking care of yourself first. If you take care of yourself and you have the balanced chakras and you get rid of these money blocks, then you'll be able to start manifesting. You'll have abundance in your life. You'll have happiness. You'll have good health. And then you'll be able to help others.
Yeah, I love that. That's so perfect, Kristen. Tell us some ways that you originally, because obviously you weren't, like you said before, you weren't fully in self-love and taking care of yourself. What are the first few things you learned to do for yourself, or just to do, period, to show yourself that you do love yourself?
I would say meditation. I think everyone should be doing meditation on a daily basis, because the mind can cause suffering. And for example, when I had my eating disorder, I felt like I was fat. So I had these thoughts of I am fat. Mm-hmm. And so when you meditate, what you're doing is you're bringing the limiting beliefs like I am not good enough, I'm fat, I'm ugly, from the unconscious mind up to conscious awareness, and then you're letting go of those limiting beliefs. So everyone should be meditating on a daily basis, even children. You can do 20 minutes a day or more, and if in the beginning you can't do the 20 minutes, you can start off even less than that. And then D, I still think it's important that they do meditation, because you need to connect within. You need to listen to your spirit to get answers, because people with PTSD can be very confused at times. It's difficult for them to make a decision. So meditation is important, but it's not going to heal the PTSD. They need more. They need the brainwave entrainment, the nest health, the working on the upper back, and so much more. Hair analysis.
Yeah. No, I understand, but meditation is so helpful. And I even tell my clients they can start with like 3 to 5 minutes, honestly, because when you've never meditated before and you've never tried to quiet your mind, it's kind of overwhelming. You're like, and then these thoughts are coming through nonstop, right? Because you've never done this. But if you could even start with 3 minutes, you know, just time it, 5 minutes of just relaxing, you know, and thoughts come through your mind, I would just let them go and dismiss them, you know, and go back to focusing on and just the calm and the peacefulness. That I find that to be very helpful. So,
I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, if someone needs to do less time, I think that's fine. I just think that it's important that you're being consistent. It needs to be done every day. You can't just go one day and do meditation and then skip like a whole week and then get back into it again. If you want to see the result, especially if you have an eating disorder, you have to do it every single day.
I agree with you, Kristen. And my mind and my everything gets very, out of alignment if I don't stick to my meditation. Like I was away visiting my daughter, and I didn't really get the meditation. She's got two little girls, and I could feel the difference just in my vibration, right, in my body. Because I wasn't in that time, you know, I call it quiet time. I wasn't getting that quiet time. So I totally agree with you. So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you.
Yes, the best ways would be, I have two websites. So my first website is perfecthealthconsultingservices.com. And my approach is all about getting healthy naturally. And so I offer services to increase energy, to balance mind, body, spirit. So I offer hair analysis, which we talked about, nest health, which is bioenergetics, brainwave entrainment, which is sound healing, and also quantum biofeedback. So you can learn more there. And then my other website is kristenharperspeaks.com. That's Kristen harperspeaks.com. And I'm a health and wellness speaker, so you can check out my speaking engagements, testimonials there from audience members, from individuals that actually put on these events. And, you know, when you go to these websites too, I've been interviewed on many podcasts and radio shows, including ESPN. They also had a radio show for almost, I'd say about 4 years on Voice America, which is the largest live internet radio network in the world, and talked all about health and wellness. Taking a short break, I have a lot to do, so I'm making some big changes within my Perfect Health company as far as changing services and packages around. And then later on, I'm planning to launch a new radio show, but it's going to be completely different, and it'll probably be on the same network. It's just a different type of show later on, hopefully next year or sometime later.
Wow. You're a very busy lady. That's wonderful. So also Kristen can be contacted through her phone number, 928-606-3984. And that's 928-606-3984. So you can call her there. Very good. So Kristen, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that's deeply on your heart today?
Yes. There's so much suffering in this world, You know, like I went through a lot of suffering, but I see it all the time. You know, people that, let's say, have disabilities or a person that's having difficulty walking because of arthritis, or I see homeless people, there's wars going on, and people are just suffering. And so I just want to tell people, I've been through your shoes. Like, I totally understand what you're going through. And for me to go through suffering for decades, it's all about you can't give up. That's what I want people to know. It's about never giving up. You can get through this. If I can get through decades of suffering, you can too. I mean, you can do this.
Yeah. And there is a solution, right? You didn't stop, Kristen, until you found a solution, because you said you went to doctors and you did tests and you went to the hospital and did tests, and over again, nothing would come forth. But you continued to do research, and that's how you found the hair mineral analysis. So part of not giving up is also continue to seek for what it is that you want, right? And continue to ask, you know, ask and it is given. You know, ask and it comes forth to you, and believe that. So you don't have to suffer needlessly. I think that's part of what you're saying as well.
Yeah, self-love we talked about, and also just being in a positive environment and being around positive people, because I believe you want to be around people that believe in you and support you. You know, if you're around negativity, you don't need that.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Being around people believe you and support you. That's really, really important, because when you're not around people that believe and support you, you begin to doubt yourself, and you begin to doubt what you're doing, you know, and your value to this world. And we're all extremely valuable. We all have gifts to give. And it is important to surround ourselves with people who do believe in us and do support us and help us, just like we help others. Very nice. Is there one last thing you'd like to say before we close?
I don't think so. I just wish everyone, you know, has perfect health and inner peace.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much, Kristen, for being on the show. I just love all the things you've shared, so many modalities, so much that you've learned through through what you've lived and are now sharing with others. And I love that about you, because, you know, you can get healed, you can feel better, but when you go and now you offer it to others so they don't have to suffer what you did, and maybe not suffer as long as you did, right? That's a wonderful thing. So, listeners, I want to remind you that...
And then I had one more thing, too. I apologize. Real quick, sure. It'll just be a couple of seconds. When I was talking about sound healing earlier, I mentioned the binaural beats. Those are great, but I've moved over to the isochronic tones. I feel like they're more effective, and if people want to learn more about sound healing, especially for PTSD, they can reach out to me at my website or a phone call, and we can discuss more about it. So, but I really enjoyed you as a host, and wish you the best.
Oh, thank you so much. So what were those tones again? How do you spell that?
Isochronic, so it's I-S-O-C-H. I'm sorry, I'm like trying to think here. I-S-O-C-H-R-O-N-I-C.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of those. I have to look that up. Fantastic.
I have my certification in brainwave entrainment, but I've been doing so much research, and I feel like that's even more effective, so I highly recommend that. But I feel like not all the sounds. Remember I told you there's delta and theta and there's gamma. There's one that specifically for PTSD that I discovered would be very beneficial.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Kristen, for being on. Thanks for listening in. And this is a live show, but a recording of it is being created right now. So right after, people can enjoy it. They'll spread this around. Spread it around if you know people with eating disorders, PTSD, adrenal exhaustion, or just exhaustion in general. And thank you for listening in. And catch us on our next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.